I get an email from this, I'm not going to mention his name, from an interviewer, which I probably could because his name is Sam Levin from The Guardian.
Oh, The Guardian.
The Guardian, which is like a major publication for the West Coast.
They're the ones who put out the second, you know, all the crisis actors are, when we did the Crisis Actors Strike Back, we did that because they put out this thing of this Brayden Matika person crying, boohooing, because everybody's attacking me because I'm a liar. And
so, yeah, they wrote this whole article on, you know, baby times, like, I was banned from the internet because, you know, I asked for money, you know, and they did this whole baby time article about him and that everybody attacked him, and then
conspiracy theorists were attacking him. They chased him off the internet.
Chased him off the internet. So, Amy, right, gets a call from The Guardian, and they say, let's hear your side of the story. Now, she, and correct me if I'm wrong, she talks to this guy, the interviewer, and he's already twisting her words around. Am I right?
Absolutely. And then 100%. I mean, just, and you can tell. And I was so pissed that I even did this over the phone. Like, once I got off the phone with this guy, I was texting you. I'm like, oh my God, I wish I hadn't even done this. Because this guy was an asshole. Clearly, just working with these people. He's all about the Matika family. Well, who are you to say this and who are you to say that? I'm like,
and then
how do you know it's fake? Have you looked at any of this stuff? Are you that stupid or are you just being an asshole?
And then he said that you called him a cunt.
Yeah, he said that I was, he said.
But you never did.
He's like, well, you called him names. And I'm like,
oh, yeah. Cunt.
You
called
him
cunt.
And you know when you're mad, and I had taken pictures of screenshots of the whole banter on Facebook with his brother Taylor. And he's like, well, you called him a cunt and you called him all these names. And I'm like, yeah, maybe. And I didn't deny it while I was talking to him because when you're mad, you know, you say stuff. Yeah. But that's not usually a word that I use. So, I mean, if I use it, it's going to be severe. I mean, he is a cunt, so I don't feel bad about saying it.
Put it out there. Hey.
You know, but I wouldn't, and I don't make memes. I don't even know where to start to make a meme. So anyway, so there's this. And then I get off the phone, and I'm like, and it's bothering me because I'm like, did I really say that? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ew. So I'm looking through. I did feel dirty.
Yeah.
Because that's
a you're hitting
word.
The search button on your phone. You're looking for cunt.
No, I'm looking on the messages back and forth to find it. I'm like, I called him a punk. A P. P as in Paul. U-N-K. Yeah.
That's spelled differently.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, totally. It sounds similar.
Yeah.
I mean, to a journalist, anyway, they would think it
yeah,
would
they don't pay attention
I mean,
to details.
It's clearly the same thing. Because if he was any type of journalist, he would have known that I am not a meme maker, and he would have known that this meme was made by so-and-so and not me. So in the banter with Taylor Matika, the brother, I basically was saying, I'm not the only person who thinks he's an asshole and he's faking and he's lying. And to prove it, I screenshotted this meme that says, and I did not make this meme. I wish I could take the credit, but I didn't. So I post on this band, like underneath my thing saying I'm not the only one. I post this picture of the meme and it says, hi, my name's Brayden Matika. I'm a cunt, or whatever. At the bottom, like, you know, I'm a crisis actor. The money's good. Something like that. I don't even know what it said. So I tell him, I was like, oh, I was looking through my stuff. And I send him the screenshot of the one where I called him a punk. And he's like, no, you called him a cunt. Then he sends me a picture. He texts me back this picture of this meme. I'm like, oh, thank God, because I thought I really said that word. I was like, that wasn't me. So I know whenever he does put this interview out, everything is going, he's going to change my words up completely. I know it. He's going to change it and make me look like the guy who said, I'm going to shoot you in the head. Because I would have never said that to somebody.
No.
I can be an asshole. I'm an asshole a lot, but I would never tell someone. I don't care how much I hate you.
Yeah.
Give or take. I'm not going to say, I wish you would really get shot in the head. I would never say that to someone. So, anyway. But
somebody did say that to him, and that's why the Guardian posted that first article.
That was the whole thing.
It's such a ridiculous, dialogue.
They're sold by the Matika family.
And I even told this Sam Levin, I think that's what his name is.
Levine,
whatever.
I'm just kidding. Adam Levine.
Cute. Anyway. Which was weird because his phone number came up from New York, but he says he's in San Francisco. Because so me being suspicious about everything, I knew right away. But like I was explaining to him, like there's two little scabs. You know, if you go to the hospital, just even to get like a cut cleaned out. They use like betadine, which is like an orangish brownish thick stains. And it stains. Like his hair wasn't even stained. I'm like explaining all these scientific reasons that this is not real.
What exactly? When we were little, and you were playing with your friends and you got a scrape on your knee, everybody knew when you fell
you
because
it.
Your mom would smear that stuff on your leg and you would just scream.
Iodine?
Yeah, so that was, what was that? Oh, there was a word for that.
Mercurochrome,
yes.
Basically, and you know, it's stained. It's basically the same thing, you know, but that's what they do.
And you would hear screaming like across the neighborhood.
They banned that, didn't they?
Probably, yeah.
I think so, because it had mercury.
The equivalent now. Yeah. They were
but
putting it like directly
like,
into the bloodstream.
Just
dump the whole bottle on.
There you go, huh?
Just dump it right on my elbow.
Okay,
and
you're only five, but here.
You won't have kids later on in life, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, like, I would fall off my bike with my friends, and I have a scrape on my face, and she'd pour it right down my face.
Yeah, always.
And I would
and
just
hurt.
Scream, you know?
That was the dreaded bottle of mercury. And it always had, like, the orange stuff dripping outside.
Yes.
It was always stained. It was like, left a little ring in your in the thing
yeah,
in your mirror.
Underneath it, yeah.
But that was like the cure-all for everything.
Yeah. Any of you ever had castor oil?
Castor oil.
Oh, isn't that to make you go to the bathroom?
No, but
you know what?
It used to be a cure-all back in the day.
I did. My mom told me when I was pregnant with my first son, she's like, because I didn't want to poop on the table. She's like, well, a couple days before, make sure you take some castor oil. And I'm like, oh my God! Like it's like yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, I heard
it's really
nasty.
Bad.
I never had it.
It never made me poop though.
Oh.
Mineral oil will if you drink mineral oil.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Nurse talk.
Try that. Yeah. But anyway, so he's my number eight. He's a piece of shit.
Number seven.
Now, there's this one has been all over the place, and this is absolutely proven she's a crisis actor. Corinne Lomas of Dr. Phil.
Oh, love her.
Also known as the Las Vegas Eyewitness.
Love
also
her.
Known as the narcissist. Well, Corinne Lomas is the narcissist, but also known as Moldylocks.
Moldylocks.
She's the arrested Antifa girl.
Yeah. Love it.
So she's in a bunch there. She actually should have been moved up a little higher.
Well, who's above her now? Who's number six?
Alex Israel. And the reason I put her above is because...
That's a female?
Yes. Alex is... Well, I don't know.
Alex Israel?
She says she's three different people, so I don't know if she's a man or a woman.
Okay.
But Alex Israel, she was supposedly the former classmate of Adam Lanza, who shot up... That's the Sandy Hoax thing.
Mm.
And there's no denying that this woman is the same person as James Foley's sister, Katie. Now, James Foley was the journalist who had his head cut off, supposedly, on ISIS cut his...
Yes.
He was one of the first...
On live TV.
Yeah. Yeah, he had his head cut off. Remember that video?
Yes.
That was a long time ago. So that happened first, I think, as James Foley's sister, Katie. And you can see this woman, like, she's very distinctive, her facial features. She's got this real kind of pointed jawline, chin, and her nose is like, wah.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about her is she doesn't even try to disguise herself. Like, she's straight up the same person. And I've seen her in a bunch of other different things, but those haven't been proven. I mean, they easily just look at her nose.
I mean, like, every
and
time...
her voice.
Every time I've seen her, I think, man, if I ever need a can opener, I need to date this girl. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
She could open a can of
her
beans
beak
with that.
Is huge.
Yeah, keep away from your Coke stash.
Huge.
That's right.
Keep away from your what? Oh, your Coke. Oh, my God.
That's right.
Dang, where'd that
the
go?
The Cubans call it cocaine.
Cocaine.
Yeah.
Well, keep it away from her, because she's sucking.
Yellow in
that,
its natural form.
The Hoover,
yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So to all of your fans listening, if you don't believe in false flags or crisis actors, you need to look this one up. Alex Israel.
Israel. Spelled like the
Israel. Alex Israel. I don't know what the actress's real name is. I don't think it's even been put out there.
Probably Megan Farts.
Or you can even, something like that.
Megan Farts,
or you can look up James Foley's sister, Katie. Katie Foley. And this is the same person. These are years apart. She doesn't even disguise herself, so. She's my number six.
Disgusting. Continue.
Number five.
Oh, I'm so excited about this one. Listen.
Ooh. Number five.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
I am too.
Listen. Okay, do you know who 12
Days of Christmas.
There's a lot of Sandy Hoax. Sandy Hoax just has so many, I just can't help myself. H. Wayne Carver II. Do you know who that is? Also known as Lieutenant J. Paul Vance. Okay, he played two roles here. Okay, this is Sandy Hook we're talking about. Sandy Hoax. Okay, so H. Wayne Carver II was the fake medical examiner who supposedly the big guy fat big guy. He like laughs real weird. Like, I have a video of that too if you want to. He laughs real weird. Acts exactly like our friend Eric Paddock. You know how weird and animated he was?
He was.
So I'm looking last night. I just realized this. And I'm looking. I'm like, so I start to Google to see if anybody has put the two of them together, because I blew the two of them up on my screen. Side by side, in the same position, their faces, they are the same person. Whoa. Eric Paddock and H. Wayne Carver, whoever that person is the same person. Now, this is a 5-year time span. You're talking, Sandy Hook was in 2012, December 14th, 2012. And then you're going to Las Vegas, so we're, you know, 5 years. It looks like the same person, except you put on about 50 pounds.
Wow.
Wears glasses, everything. The only thing that's different about his face, other than he's fat, is he's white. The H. Wayne Carver is white. His hair is white. He's real gray and balding. So,
same person. I was thinking about dyeing my hair too, so.
You're a clever man.
I was thinking about it. I don't know.
But I looked to see if anybody had put the two of them together, and nobody has, so I'm going to be working on that today. That's going to be my project.
That'll be next week.
Yeah.
Next week's episode. I'm looking forward to that one.
Mm-hmm.
Good find.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that, and I couldn't believe it that nobody had, because every time I put two people together, I'm like, oh my God. And then I look and they're like, that's old news, bitch. Where have you been? Where have you been? I was real excited about that one. So he's my number five. But yeah, Sandy Hook's had a, there was a ton. Okay, so there's kind of two, but I'm going to leave number four for David Wheeler, who played, again, this is another Sandy Hook's thing. He played two roles in Sandy Hook's. He was David as a SWAT FBI guy, and he was a grieving father, and I can't remember of which child. But you can look him up. Look up David Wheeler, and you'll see. There's a ton of videos about this. They put him side by side with the father and David Wheeler in his all his SWAT gear. And it's so funny because SWAT people you would think would need to be pretty in good shape, right? Like, everyone that I've seen that was legit is, like they had worked out, and it's, like, a military
like
kind of
thing.
Like,
not a guy that you would think would eat a necklace of donuts every morning.
Yeah,
you know?
You would think, and his, like, fat stuff isn't hanging out on the sides. It's, like, extra, I guess that's extra.
They have a PT test.
Bullet
bounce
off
one.
Of those, yeah.
They have
so are these guys just people out for a buck, just working stiff, like an actor?
I don't know why they do.
Are they part of the actor's deal?
Money.
They're part of SAG, yeah. They're part of SAG.
It's got to be, because, like I said, there's so many crisis actors out there. Ones that I look at them more as a funny humor type.
But who
thing.
Pays them?
These, well, there's a ton of crisis actor in, like, places. The places that have crisis actors, tons of them. Eric Paddock, for one, has that one with that's on his T-shirt. Mm-hmm. That's in Orlando. That's proven. That Sarah Brady, who is the PR person, she comes out and says, "We have crisis actors." So, and they come from this place. You can find that. That's a well-known.
It's undisputed.
Yes. There's no arguing that point. And he's apparently, like I said, I just found this one with the medical examiner last night. And there, you look at, my big thing is I look at their ear, because you can't, it's really hard for them to fake an ear, even with a bunch of prosthesis. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't fake someone's ear. Like, yours are kind of pointy, yours are real round.
Really?
You know what I mean? Look at the tip of their ear. And, like, the inside of their ear, a person's ear, everyone's so different. Like, your little things here stick out kind of far.
Yeah, they do.
Yours kind of stick in really
thanks.
Close.
Now I'm self-conscious.
No, I mean, I'm just comparing to
this. The difference between, because I have this ear, and you don't have,
I'm like, I have cauliflower ears.
That's
ear.
A really easy
wrestling.
Way to tell.
Right.
So if you look, and especially the very top of the ear, because it's really hard for them to do the prosthesis there. And you can see when it's fake. So
who hires a crisis actor company?
The government? I don't know.
Well, actually, you're right, because we do hire crisis actors companies
do.
To do what's called FEMA drills.
Yep. FEMA's huge in all these false flags. FEMA's just...
We do them at Fort Indian Town Gap. Mm-hmm. We do FEMA drills where it's like, how would we respond to X situation? We have a whole... like stage there at Fort Indian Town Gap, and there's like a broken down school bus and blah blah blah,
right.
And then there's pyrotechnics to go off and like, oh well, now you have X amount of people that you have to get out of this horrible situation. How do you do it?
To see how well you, how trained you are.
How trained you are, right? And then sometimes we train the police
crisis.
And stuff like that. So that's who pays for it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just it's just so prominent now, and it's happening so much. And my whole thing is that, you know, they're, you know, the everyone is being just duped. They're just, and it's such, so much psychological stuff. Because if you look at things like the Boston bombing, mm-hmm. all you have, once you tune your brain, tune it off to what they're trying to, because I've done that. I'm totally tuned off to what they're putting on me. Mm-hmm. And I'm more geared at looking at what is in front of me now. I look at everything. I don't look at the bodies so much anymore. I look at everything else, put pieces together. You look at the Boston bombing thing, and the guy, that we'll get to him in a minute. But you look at the Boston bombing, there's bottles with red stuff in them, mm-hmm. which is probably fake blood, because you see people going like this with it. What else would that be? Why would you be doing that? Mm-hmm. And people don't see it. They put it right in front of your face, and nobody sees it. But once you start getting your mindset into, okay, I'm looking at what's fake here. I did the same thing with
the Southern. So you think the Boston bombing's fake?
Oh my God! That's where my number one comes in right there. And well, I have a reason for him.
You know how I knew how to make fake blood from Gene Simmons?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See? He used syrup and he used Fago Pop.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And that's how Gene Simmons made fake blood when he did the. Yep. See? Gene Simmons from Kiss, yeah.
Yeah. And that's why in a lot of pictures, like if you're not used to seeing what fresh new blood looks like, or even what old blood, in stages. I mean, blood dries in stages, and in different, you know, if you're not used to seeing that, who's going to know?
Mm-hmm. And they had that crazy movie called Phantom of the Park.
Oh, yeah. That
did you ever see that?
Yeah.
And it was an over-the-top movie where...
That was made for TV, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
But you can still get it. And Ace Man, the Space Man, comes down and he defeats this Phantom of the Park with these giant kicks with their boots on. And there's that fake blood. And then I like looked into it. How do they make that blood? You know, and that's how they did it.
There's a lot of different recipes too.
There is?
Mm-hmm.
There's more than that one?
Mm-hmm.
There should be a cookbook.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, yeah.
A fake blood cookbook.
Yeah, yeah. Do Crisis Actor Cookbook.
That's a good experiment, actually.
Yeah.
You know?
That was a good movie. I like those stupid old movies from bands.
Oh, right.
When it happened. Malcolm Young just
mm-hmm.
died. He just died.
He just passed, yeah.
He just passed away.
Yeah, he had been sick for a while because, you know, he had to not go on tour and things like that.
He had, I guess, encephalitis and a whole bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But those videos, you know, with the, back in the day with the AC/DC, and I'm getting off track, I know that, but I just want to just throw this in there. Those videos, and I want videos like that again. They're so ridiculous. Fly in the Wall. What's the other video they did with a woman on a treadmill? She was just running on a treadmill. It was a woman running on a treadmill with breasts, and that was it.
That's awesome.
A music video.
It was a music video from AC/DC, and that was the whole video.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
That was it. And then it would cut to the band, and then it would cut back to that, cut to the band, cut to that. That was it. That was the whole video.
Oh, slow budget.
That was it, yes. Yeah. Australia, thanks. Thanks for that. Sorry, continue.
Oh, that's okay. Where were we? What number were we?
Four.
Number four. Oh, we did, that was David Wheeler. Yeah, that was the SWAT guy.
Not David Lee Roth.
Not to be confused.
But his wife.
His eggplant.
Yeah.
His eggplant.
God. But his wife.
Brett Michaels had the eggplant.
Francine is also an actress too, but... Eggplants.
Oh
my God.
Get your eggplants in a bunch.
That's right.
My number three is Mr. Dry Eyes himself, Robbie Parker.
Oh, little Bobby.
Yeah. I have. And for people who don't know who he is, you only need like 2 seconds. Do we have time for me to pull this up?
We do.
To hear it?
We do.
Just to hear him.
He's going to come back to the microphones now.
You gotta hear him huff and puff. And he says, do I read from the card now?
Ready to make, to come to the microphone, so we'll listen to it.
Read from the card.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Disgusting. It's disgusting.
My name's Robbie Parker.
Yeah.
My name's
Yeah.
He had to really That's gear Robbie up Parker. To say his name.
My name's Peter Parker.
That kills me. Because that is a real thing. Like, you hyperventilate. Yeah. That's an acting thing. That's real. I Googled that.
Oh.
Really?
I did. A lot. I spent a lot of time looking up.
Like, I thought, movies. To, like, instantly cry, you would pull out a nose hair or maybe...
That would be easy.
You would think that would be... I mean, if I was this bad at being a crisis actor, I would be pulling, like, my eyelashes. I'd be doing all kinds... I'd be, like... Like, what? I mean, what would you do?
I think nose hair is good.
Nose would probably pretty much do it, right?
Yeah, because your eyes automatically tear up.
I guess. I don't know.
But none of them can do it. Like, I mean, you would think that their coaches would be like, here's an onion.
Yes.
Here's your, like, menthol, because they use these menthol stick things.
Yeah.
Come on, none of them can produce tears. What is that, like, that's a crisis actor? Like, that's your thing, you just can't produce tears?
That's your job, and you can't do it.
I mean, that's, like, the biggest part of being that, because they're all supposed to be crying, and he can't at all.
No. Mm-mm.
At all.
Like, they must be low budget, I'm thinking.
It has to be
low budget, because they could definitely get better people than what we're seeing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, like, how...
You're trying to dupe the most powerful country.
I mean, how do you feel good about yourself doing that? On a serious note, seriously, not even being funny about it. Like, how do you feel good about yourself doing that? Like,
I don't think they care because it's a paycheck.
Really, they can't.
They don't care because it's a paycheck.
Easily,
you know?
Manipulated. These people aren't smart. They can't be.
Mm-mm. Like, if I told you, I'm going to give you $500 to read off this card, right? Who cares? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? 500 cash, right? Tax-free, read off this card.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to cry? No. You're not.
I mean, how do you sleep at night doing this? I mean, there's the people that are saying their children just died. People believe it.
That is one of the most
disgusting parts.
Those children from Sandy Hoax were seen at a football game.
Yeah, they sang and they were never heard of ever again.
Never heard of again. Dead.
Here's why those people can sleep at night, because they don't know what they're doing. They think it's just a job.
It's awful.
They don't know what the job is, but they get called in sort of like, hey, I got a role for you. Are you ready? It's $500 cash. I'm just throwing that out there. Here's all you got to do is read from this cue card. They're like, oh, cool. Yeah. They don't watch TV. They don't do anything. They just wait for the call.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they can sleep at night, too,
if you think of it that way. And, you know, like we were talking about before, it's like once they've already been dragged into it, I don't know if they willingly do this. I kind of think they do because my number one, I'll tell you why. But you know, they have that agreement where, you know, everyone's like, well, how can they do this? Wouldn't it all get out? Because there's so many of them. You're saying all these people are crisis actors. Wouldn't it all get out? But they have this agreement, this law. I mean, it's a legal agreement with lawyers, and you can get thrown in jail if you... the non-disclosure agreements. If you don't, I mean, I'd have a hard time with that. I'd probably be in jail because I'd have to be like, if they duped me into doing something like that and I didn't realize I was doing it, I'd be like, I'm out. Mm-hmm. I totally would be like, I'm out. I'm not going to pretend that these babies got killed.
Well, here's why it works, because, and I'll give you a great example right here in the Commonwealth. Mm-hmm. In Pittsburgh is the Nancy Mosser Casting Agency. Now, there's a lot of movies filmed here. Batman was filmed here, one of the big ones. A lot of movies. So I've been in a lot of these films as an extra background guy. And you sign this giant piece of paper that you don't read. You don't read it because you're getting paid to stand in the background $800 for an hour. Mm-hmm. Do you think I'm going to read? I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to sign it. So whatever it said, I don't know. But I got $800 just to stand there as Bane is punching through the city. You know what I mean? So you don't know. You don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. It could be a movie. It could be this. Yeah. It could be anything.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, I would totally...
I've been in every movie filmed here. In the background.
Yeah. They would probably murder me first. You know, but like that's their non-disclosure. That's how they get away with doing it.
That is. You know? That is. Because you don't know. No. You don't know what you're signing.
Uh-uh.
I wouldn't think anybody reads 5 pages of stuff. You just flip to the back, look for where I sign. Where do I sign it?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to put my initials or do I have to draw a picture?
Well, that's the thing. It's like you watch Judge Judy and that's always the person who didn't read it.
Yeah.
You know, who's trying to get money. Well, did you read it? No.
No, of course not.
Who does, though?
Right, well.
Seriously.
Lawyers do. That's
just like software licensing. When you install a software program, you know, like a music one, and you scroll,
agree.
Next.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you agree?
I have never read any of that stuff.
No, of course not.
That makes no sense.
Well, I...
It is hard to read because of legalese.
Yes.
Like, who's going to read that?
And you got drool hanging out your mouth after, like, the first line.
Every single line, and you scroll to the bottom until it lights up and you hit next. You're like, yes, there it is. There it is. Next. But we may as well have sold our souls to the devil. We don't know.
Right.
We don't fucking know. We just want to hurry up
and
get it over with.
We want to put the program on.
You know, but I guess when you're it depends on your paycheck.
Right.
I guess we all should read it.
Yeah. You know?
We should.
Yeah,
we don't.
Software is like, you know.
Licensing agreements.
Yeah, they're farming your information off your computer.
But it's legal. I mean, they can get into a lot of trouble, so, you know.